you're doing? Asked Catherine.
The fuck does it look like I'm doing? I'm doing the same goddamn thing I've been doing for the past 7 fucking hours. I'm washing dishes.
Your rinse bin is full of shit water.
Tim frowned at the rinse bin.
It's more water than shit.
He pulled out a dish. It still looked clean.
See? You can't even tell.
Catherine shook her head.
No way, little bro. You have to fill that with clean water and wash all those dishes again.
No fucking way. Why don't you get off your ass and help out?
I've been waiting tables all day. My ass has been grabbed more times than a Tickle Me Elmo on Black Friday. And apparently, tipping isn't a thing in this world.
Come on, Cat. I'm exhausted. I need a drink.
You should have thought about that before you murdered Mordred again.
I understand you're pissed, but punishing me with extra bullshit work isn't going to change our situation.
Bullshit work? Said Catherine. The dishes are literally swimming in shit. How long do you think it's going to take Morty to figure out why everyone in his tavern is puking and shitting themselves the day after we start working here?
Have you seen the quality of the food in this place? Trace elements of half-orc shit aren't going to make any difference.
I'm not taking that chance. We are homeless in a fantasy world because you're an insecure little drunk shit. If Morty comes in here and sees you putting dishes in shit water, he's going to kick us out of here. How many other places do you think are going to board a wolf and a black man?
Tanner cleared his throat.
Half drow.
Tim wiped the sweat from his brow.
You've got your druid powers back, right? Don't you have a water purification spell or something?
Catherine looked at the back of her character sheet.
Purify food and water. It's a level 0 spell.
She looked up at Tim.
You think that'll work?
It's worth a shot.
Catherine stood up and walked over to the rinse bin.
So, what do I do?
Did you prepare your spells like I told you?
Yes, but all I've ever done is summon a wolf.
Just touch the water and say something like, purify.
Catherine grimaced at the brown water.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
She touched the surface with the very tip of one finger.
Purify!
The water instantly turned crystal clear. A faint scent of shit, which Tim supposed he'd just grown accustomed to, was now noticeably absent. Not only that, but the dishes were clean as well, like dishwasher detergent commercial clean. They were so clean beneath the surface of the water that the stark contrast above the surface only served to illustrate what a piss-poor job Tim had been doing this whole time. Even that hard black shit on the serving tray had vanished. Well, half of it anyway.
Holy shit, said Tim. That's incredible.
He started putting the clean dishes back into the wash bin with the ones he hadn't washed yet.
Tim, said Catherine, what are you doing?
We're better off serving food on shit water dishes than those two-tone dishes. Get ready to fire up another spell.
Once he'd stuffed all the dishes back into the wash bin, Tim scooped clean water from the rinse bin and dumped it into the sludge in the wash bin. When all the dishes were completely submerged, he raised his eyebrows at Catherine.
Purify!
As soon as she spoke the word, a shock wave of cleanliness blasted out from her finger, wiping out every last scrap of uneaten food, every bit of dried blood, phlegm, and whatever, which Tim had been working for hours to scrub away, in the blink of an eye. Tim stepped back and admired Catherine's handiwork.
You could serve a fucking god on these dishes!
What a peculiar thing to say, said Tanner.
Stupid NPCs. They always take everything so literally.
That was hyperbole, Tim explained. I just meant that the dishes are very clean.
I know what hyperbole is.
Tanner's tone suggested that he didn't appreciate being condescended to.
I'm interested in learning more of this other world that you claim to come from. The other night was the first time I'd ever heard of anyone eating the flesh of a god. I've never even thought to consider it. But you speak so casually of the act, going so far as to suggest serving them on dishes. Is this so common a practice where you come from? Are all your gods made of food?
That's not what I...
The door leading out to the bar and common area swung open. Morty's hoofsteps and bovine eyes were heavy with exhaustion. Given the recent improvement in the smell of the back room, the stench of cow sweat was all the more salient when he entered.
That's the last of them.
He set 4 glasses down on the table, each with a dark remnant of well sludge, the beverage of choice for those patrons who commonly stayed out this late at night, clinging to the bottom.
Rough night? Asked Catherine.
Morty grabbed his horns